Edward Johnson, 12751, scene 611, at 6 p.m., 73-year-old woman, a gentleman, currently on hospice with multiple medical issues, including history of stroke, aspiration, total bedbound, bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL incontinent, Foley catheter in place, renal failure, numerous ulcers about the lower extremity and the sacrum, with severe protein malnutrition and calorie deficit, has asked to be seen for both face-to-face as well as discussion regarding his care period. New paragraph. Patient is in pain. His wife tells me that when she offers Mr. Johnson increased pain medication, he refuses to take it. I had a long discussion about the source of Mr. Johnson's pain, and I've discussed this with him at length period. I've also explained to him that after his stroke and subsequent fractured back and multiple hospitalization, his body has lost the ability to assimilate what he eats, even though he eats very little, and he's not able to heal the wounds that he has, period. New paragraph, he most likely will die of sepsis. He also has hypotension, which he takes Midodrine, Midodrine, for on a regular basis, period. New paragraph, his overall prognosis remains quite poor. The best thing we can do at this time is to control his pain and take care of him on hospice. He understands more after our discussion. We spend about 35 minutes talking about his condition, and he promises to take his pain medication on a regular basis, period. His Foley catheter is functioning well. He's receiving the best treatment for the ulcerations, both lower extremity and the sacrum. And I have reviewed this with our wound care specialist as well, period. New paragraph, he's anemic with multiple medical issues and problems that was delineated above and remains hospice, very much hospice appropriate. Thank you.